Blog Talk Radio.
I have Don Gallimore from the Reno area and another blocked caller, which is either Singapore Mike or possibly Sarge. I'm doing an introduction. You think the dilemma of our current political situation is grave. After watching the octopus conspiracy theory, beginning with right before the Reagan presidency for about 9 or 10 years, there was a cast of characters in this Netflix documentary called American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders, more than one. It starts out with the death of a journalist, Danny Casolaro, in 1991, who had been researching and putting together pieces of a vast murderous conspiracy theory with different types of goals, and I'll get into that in a minute. So at the advent of the Reagan administration, there was a company in Washington, D.C. that created a computer software named Promise, without the E, P-R-O-M-I-S. Bill Hamilton was the head of this company, and they sold it to the Department of Justice. It was you have to understand the computers back then, they're like the size of a room. And they created a streamlined software that would put together criminals that were up for court cases so the Department of Justice could see better what was involved in these criminal filings, and they could better educate themselves and prepare for these cases that came up against the Justice Department and the courts. It was a very usable software, and the company that created it sold it to the Department of Justice, and they never paid them. Not only did they not pay them, but they resold it to other companies around the world and other governments to, create all these criminal databases in other countries. And then they stiffed this organization, which has really kind of exposed them from the beginning. And it created a battery of linked crimes that went on for 11 years. I'm going to name the main eight key players in this octopus collective conspiracy theory. First, they faked the suicide of Danny Casolaro, which made it evident that what he was onto was something really powerful. There was a doctor named Dr. John Nichols who started a couple of Native American enterprises in a very small Indian reservation in the California desert. But he also manipulated a lot of dark secret projects and used a scientist from Northern California to put together a collective biological warfare, high-tech guns and shooting devices that were eventually given to the Nicaraguan government that Ronald Reagan supported to combat what Reagan thought was his version of freedom. George Pender and Robert Booth Nichols, who were both former CIA agents that rebuilt Lebanon. There was Ted Stackley and Tom Klein, who were involved in the mass bombing in Laos and the Iran-Contra affair. They were former CIA ops, and together, along with one of Reagan's agents, his name was Earl, I forget the last name, they put together $40 million to buy off the Iranian Khomeini government so that the hostages could be released 2 days after Reagan's election. There was Howard Hunt, which some of you people like Don will be familiar with, who had formerly been indicted with the Watergate break-in. He was a CIA agent, but he collaborated with Richard Nixon to break into the Democratic headquarters. Richard Helms, the director of the CIA in the 70s, who helped destroy the MKUltra files. Ray Klein, former deputy director of the CIA, and George Bush, who was in the CIA a vice president and then a president. All these eight men coming from similar backgrounds, but mainly in government intelligence, They work together on special projects to really create or accomplish certain things that subverted the government, and were using muscle and force and their power to damage certain elements of government. This included the three murders of people on the Cabazon Reservation. They were executed. Fred Alvarez and his two friends were executed because Fred Alvarez had broken into the Dr. Nichols personal files on the reservation and found all these connections of biological warfare and testing of guns. And Nichols was about to be exposed when Fred Alvarez got murdered. So my whole basic premise of doing a show like this tonight is to show that corruption has always been in government by power players. But they didn't really even cover it up when people were getting close to the truth. They got picked off or murdered. So with that, I'll bring in these people on my show. My computer's... Hi, Don. How you doing? Don Gallimore, are you eating ice cream?
Yeah. No, I'm not eating. No, I'm just getting off my NAACP meeting, monthly meeting. So,
I figured
now.
You were busy because I didn't hear back from you, but I texted and called you later. Who else do we have on the air?
Brother Mike from Singapore. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Last week we had someone call from the 111, and it was another guy. It wasn't you. So I'm kind of like beelining a little bit. I'm taking a documentary off of Netflix and applying it to today's circumstances. And I mean, Trump is just trying to save face with his corrupt personality, but I'm trying to apply the lessons of this documentary and what they were trying to accomplish into today's scene. And what really disappoints me is Reagan, who positioned himself as a, you know, let's reset America and get on the right track and promote positive images around the world. Like, before he even took the podium as president in January of 1981, he was swindling backdoor deals with the Iranian government and with a network of CIA retirees and other type people to manipulate circumstances. And I consider the Iranian hostage situation and the Iran-Contra affair to be much more severe than Nixon's Watergate break-in. So does anybody want to go first? Otherwise, I'll elaborate more on what I learned.
You talked about Iran, and is my specialty, is all Middle East and everywhere. I will talk about the Iranian hostage crisis. It was a scam, and it was, you know, they voluntarily, the American consulate, they have taken hostages, but they pretend, you know, it's like a Hollywood show, you know. And at the end, when Reagan
Don, I'm going to put you on mute a minute till you're done talking to your relative.
Go ahead. And they were freed. So it was all a scam. It was all just the entertainment. It was just for the Iranian, helping the Ayatollahs to stay more in focus. And it was nothing else. Because Iranian at that time, they didn't know what the hell is going on. And
but it was for Reagan's benefit. Like, Reagan benefited from that timely release of the hostages.
Of course. I mean, everybody know that. I mean, how is that possible? I mean, Jimmy Carter at that time tried to, to free the hostages. All the planes crashed in the desert, and it was, everything was a sham, you know? It's like a sham elections everywhere, every time you see around the globe. It was everything sham, and nothing was a sham. And Iranian, up to today, we won't forgive Jimmy Carter for selling, Ayatollahs to Shah of Iran and kicked the Shah out of the Iran and brought the Ayatollah Khomeini, the Blackbird, the Shaitan of the Middle East. And now we have no alternative to nuke Iran, and we will nuke Iran very soon. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Don, you're not muted anymore. I just wanted to read one paragraph. The new Netflix docuseries, American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders, is about a great many things. A journalist who either committed suicide or was murdered, but they determined it was suicide because he had 12 slashes on both wrists. And after you cut through the tendon, you can't use your arm to cut the other side. The Department of Justice may have stolen government surveillance software that I was talking about called Promise. And there was a scary assortment of geniuses, goons, and spies and killers. They used this one genius named Mike Rucasano, something like that. And he had, when he was 12 years old, he rewired all the phone systems in his neighborhood in Northern California. Then he created an underground meth lab, which he got arrested for because when the CIA wanted to nail him after he had helped these underground creepy people from these agencies, then they just used the drugs as a cover-up to get him out of the way. But anyways, it's like a sprawling conspiracy theory, and the reason it's called Octopus is because all the events were tied together. So I'll just read one more short paragraph. The two seekers here, which a new journalist named Christian Hansen, he is following up on Danny Casolaro's reporter and intelligence. And at the time Danny Casolaro was killed, all his files were stolen from the hotel room, which were later recovered. And there was a company, which I told you guys about, it's called Bill Hamilton's company, INSLAW, INSLAW. It was an 80s up-the-ground tech company that designed surveillance software, mainly for the Justice Department, but ended up being a knee-deep conspiracy that would make Oliver Stone blush. So like I said, he died, and then Christian Hansen took up the mantle and re-studied all these connective leads to find out what really happened. Anyways, it's only a four-part series, and it just goes to show that it argues that Ronald Reagan cut a deal with Iran to keep the hostages captive in 1980, right before he took office. It made Jimmy Carter look weak. It also had to do with the development of high powerful weapons that were used secretly in the Iran-Contra affair with the exchanging of arms for hostages. And then it just, like I said, it just kind of exposes what happens to people who snoop around and are trying to follow what these former CIA and FBI people were doing. It also showed the guy who worked on the reservation and created some revenue for the Indians. He ended up keeping most of the profits of the casino, Dr. John Nichols. He committed three murders while working on that reservation. He didn't own up to his promises to the native people on Cabazon And also because it was a Native American reservation, they snuck a lot of things in there with government protection, and people didn't second guess it until people started dying. So, Don, do you have any comments on this? Oh, by the way, the guy who busted up the phone industry when he was 12, his name is Ricano Squido. Like, it's RiconoSciuto. Ricano Cito or something like that. So, Don, what's your comment?
This happens all the time. You know, when there's nothing I can say. I'm an African American male, and when you get to the status quo or you get to the big boys and girls, they're running you over no matter what, and they're killing everyone, including you, because they're not telling you what's in their food. They're not telling you what's in the water. They're not telling you how close you are living to a coal plant or a mine or a toxic manufacturing plant. So you don't know where you're living, what you're eating, or what you're doing. And our country is going completely downhill because we aren't teaching our kids about the country. There is no social studies anymore. And so, you know, there is no employee training. Whistleblowers, I mean, they...
Once in a while, a whistleblower gets a break. But, Don, I was thinking back to, like, the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It was a lot easier to topple a government then than it is now. Because
well,
we have three times as much surveillance on the Internet and other places.
Yeah, but we have worse... and Michael tell you, we have worse people on the ground. Our spy networks in most of these places is non-existent. And what we have is, you know, they're Reno 911. I'm sorry for Reno. But our intelligence is abysmal, and we cannot get our troops are starting to get spread too thin. No one qualifies for the military anymore because they're too fat. And then we've got other things that happen that, you know, we have.
Because they've done drugs or they've committed crimes?
Right. Well, all of that. We're not qualified, and we still have the same old laws where if you've been in jail for, you know, 45 seconds, that you're not qualified to be anything. You know, those things have to be revisited. And that's one of the reasons why I was... I don't have too many bad things to say about Trump because he wanted to get tackle some of those issues, and us African Americans need those issues tackled. We have to show that we have.
Well, I think what Trump wanted to do is drain the swamp, but honestly, he doesn't have the intelligence or patience to research this. He would have had to hire like 40 people to give him the 411 of what's really going on in the world.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't take very much, very many brains to run a real estate business. And so he doesn't have the brains to take care of that. But, you know, the bottom line is that when you have a father who came in and gave you $17 million, hey, you can do pretty much whatever you want and say whatever you want with the mental attitude. You know, all of his professors in college say he was the worst student. He graduated last. So, you know, he's not the smartest tree in the
Well, once
forest.
He got out of, he went to some kind of high school military academy, part of West Point, and once he got out of there, then he was just in regular business.
There's a martial law. There's a martial law in the United States. New York subway, National Guard are everywhere in New York. I'm in Chicago. The gang members are running the police 22-1. And we have many, many National Guard is already in Texas and many other states. So we have an unannounced martial law in the United States, and this is a dry test right now because last night...
That's a good point.
Last night, we have seen the Russia submarine off the coast of East Coast of United States. They are ready to start the World War III, Putin. And today, what has happened, you know, France, the Mitterrand, the president Mitterrand of the France said, we are... putting more atom bombs towards the whole Russia and everywhere, and they are putting also more atom bomb in Belarus, Belarus. So basically right now we have a tense situation around the globe. Middle East is in the mess. Israel is going to go attack Lebanon very soon because they cannot take a crap anymore from the Hezbollah. And Ramadan is already started, and Iran warned Israel that is going to be a new October 7 coming very soon during Ramadan time. And you see, this Ayatollahs that we installed, shame on those people, because now, you see, is Ayatollahs are the cancer of the Middle East, and they have to be removed unconditionally. Go ahead, please.
I would like to comment on what you said about the New York suburbs, because I heard an interview on NPR. A state congressman from New York was complaining that the governor put National Guard in the subways because most of the people that the National Guard have to manage there are the mentally ill. And by their presence, it's intimidating people even more. And it's not this particular state legislator said it's not helping the problem. It's only putting intimidation and fear in the most mentally vulnerable. However, if people are getting stabbed, like this one girl got pushed by her boyfriend in the subway and lost both legs. Like, if things like that are happening, then they do need a stronger law enforcement presence. Don, do you think it would help to have a National Guard in a major city to monitor for over a week the conduct of its citizens?
It depends on the circumstances.
Also, when in Haiti, the gang member, name, you know, the leader of the gang members in Haiti,
there are gang members in New York, but they're worse than Chicago.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they're more blatant.
IT is very bad because this guy, the gang leader, called himself Barbecue, and he what he does, he tortures the people to their death and then eat them. And other gang members eat them.
And what city is this?
So cannibalism is in Haiti, and we bring them here. 30,000 a month Haitian, they can come to United States unconditionally. And this is a national security threat to United States. If it's not, then what it is? Go ahead, please.
Well, you know, that's on the ground level, all these law enforcement conflicts. But behind the scenes, let's just say this documentary pans out to be 100% true. Don and Singapore and Mike, our American government will accomplish what it wants to with or without a lot of troops. They have enough intelligence and enough computer software and intelligence to accomplish what they want, and they'll do it. Just like Russia was able to hack the election cycle of 2016 and 2020. Like, if the government, if these types of jaded governments want to accomplish something, they will.
Yes, they will. And when you talk about Russia, when you talk about anywhere in the rest of the world, we're the number one country. Everybody looks to this, the dollar. They use the dollar. The greenback is for everything that is purchased. Ultimately, when you talk about oil and gold being the fiduciary currency, but fiat currency. But the main thing is that we need to lead better. And we need our people to lead better, and our people are gone. We've lost our ideals of democracy, if anybody talks about education. So in essence, this show, all the other podcasts are being talked about, all the other news stations, they're irrelevant, they're superfluous, and they should be almost banned because they're not talking about relevant issues. And relevant issues are the truth, and that's where our country is going to be growing in the next few decades, because finally there are people who understand some truths, some God-given facts that are irrefutable. And the biggest one, of course, is that Africa was here. Africans are here.
Yeah, I just think go ahead.
Yeah, as we speak, there is a two doomsday American flight is circling United States, and we have four planes that are ready with the nukes in case if Russia put a nukes on United States, they are going to counterattack it with the EMP. So what they are going to do, as soon as the warheads are coming into the atmosphere of the United States, they are going to use EMP to alter the actually the correct position of the warheads. So, I mean, we are, every night we have doomsday planes, we have a lot of planes are monitoring every inch, every second of what's going on in the United States. And right now, they're looking actually for the Russian submarine east of the United States of America. These are the big headlines. And also, France issued nuclear warning, and three army corps prepared on Russia border, and more nukes to Belarus. So these are the headlines that people don't want to hear. They don't want to see it. You know, we are Generation X. They don't care about it, but we do care about it. Because, you know, every news is real news, is the truth. And we are truth seekers. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what to say now. I just know that I thought if I approached this from something that was on the cultural horizon, but it's still political, that we could draw more feedback. I don't know, even know if there's a way for us to track government operatives nowadays, except for the things we see in the news. Like, the way that Russia dismantled the whole country of Syria. Don, did your son get married recently?
No.
Okay, because your wife posted a picture of him in a tux. Anyways, do you guys want to stay on this subject or go a different direction?
You know how I feel. We're talking about ancient history, shit that these people that haven't been around, they don't even understand. They, you know, they have no clue. We can move on. In other words, yes.
Okay, so I don't really. Okay, I went through like this ordeal at the school. So the only headline news I really I listened to this week is just mainly the Donald Trump. They dropped six out of, there's 40 charges in Georgia in that January 6th revolution, 6 out of the 40 were dropped, and people are panicking on Instagram that none of his 91 felonies are ever going to come to a head, at least before the election. So I've been looking at comments regarding that. I'm just kind of sick of the election already, and I hope that there's some kind of monkey wrench thrown into it that's going to change the direction of our country.
Unfortunately,
does anyone have a comment?
Yes, unfortunately, the direction of the country we are going to go to the hell, and because of, you know, illegal immigration coming from the other side, I mean, and then we have ISIS coming here, that they are the cannibalists, and they're coming, and God knows how many of them are belong to the same gang member, Mr. Barbecue. And so, you know, it's a mess. Everywhere you look at, Texas was in fire. Why Texas was in the fire? Because same thing happened to Hawaii. Exactly, DEW, direct weapon energy. Weapon, that's why they used it. And they created the mass fires. I mean, in Texas, in Hawaii, and many other ones that they're going to do later. So, you know, it's...
Oh, I do have a comment. I thought...
Go ahead, please.
I was looking back, and Richard Nixon would have never even had the humility to run for president again after he resigned. Like, Trump has no humility. But just keep going with what you were saying. I missed some of the parts you said about Texas.
Yeah, Texas, you know, is suddenly mass fire, 1 million acres. I mean, do you know how many cows are killed? I mean, thousands of
is it
cows
fire?
Are killed. Yes, yes, in mass fire.
The fire was
in
a million, over a million acres in Texas and
yes.
In Oklahoma.
That's
and
where John is right now. He went from San Antonio to Dallas.
So it's still...
They didn't have a fire. It was up north.
Okay. Well, Dallas
and 5%.
Yeah.
It's contained, 5%. And it still is burning like hell. And it's the same fingerprint in Hawaii. Hawaii, what happened, same way. I mean, we see a car is burned. But the car next to it, it did not burn. I mean, we see that the houses, many houses are collapsed and in the fire, but a couple of houses next to them, nothing has happened. So direct weapon energy, I mean, is the key word. So they have it, they use it, they created mass havoc for everybody. And so whenever they want to change the direction of what, you know, if something big happens, okay, they want to change it, bingo. There is a fire. Next time probably it will be in California. They will use direct weapon energy in California and burn California to the hell. And California is already going to... On April 8th, you know, it's a massive...
Well, California is having a record wet year, and my state, Minnesota, is under a drought and fire watch because most of our lakes only covered with ice about 50 to 70% because we had the... It's been 30 to 50 degrees the whole winter, about 30 degrees warmer than it normally is. It only got under 32 degrees. It got under 32 degrees about 10 times, but it didn't get below zero till, except for two times. And it's changed our whole environmental cycle up here, putting animals and plants and everything else at risk. So most of the, some, except for places like Colorado that got all of our snow and Reno got some of our snow, as Don can attest, a lot of the states that had dry winters are going to be under a fire watch. But the real threat is the Israeli war that's dividing people and nations. And like in the Middle East, they stopped going to Starbucks because Starbucks supports Israel. Like all the Muslim people won't go to Starbucks anymore, and they're going to other coffee shops in the Middle East to support smaller coffee shops. So whether there's a fire or not, somebody's going to put it out. But the Bible says in the end times that the natural disasters of the earth will increase, but also wars and rumors of wars. So I'm more concerned about how Netanyahu is going to play his deck of cards in the next 2 months that will shift international perception about his country.
Israel has a right to use Samson options, and Samson options 400 nukes, and they have no other alternative because Gaza, Lebanon is the issue, and also Iran. So they are going to use Samson option against Gaza and Lebanon and Iran, I mean Ayatollahs.
I know certain
Iran,
parts of Lebanon are a threat, but you know who else threatened nukes this week was Vladimir Putin. He said if our national sovereignty is threatened at any level, we are considering using nukes.
Absolutely. But the question, I told you, this Russian submarine is east of New York right now, in the east side. And now it's a massive hunt. It's like an October surprise, the movie. There was a hunt for the Russian sub. So now it's taking place as we speak. But the Russian sub is what kind is that nobody can track it, you know? It can be very close right now, or it can be far away, but still, you know, it's untraceable. So that's how they...
I have a question for you, Singapore, Mike. What time is it right now in your country?
As I have told you, it is 12 o'clock, 12.
It's noon?
It's at 12, almost 12:15, say 12:15, yeah.
So I know Singapore and Thailand have good economies. Are you guys still hustling and bustling there?
Okay, yeah, sorry. Repeat again, please.
Is your economy still strong in Singapore?
Yes, of course.
What do you think about the Singapore citizen who started TikTok and the American Congress feels threatened and they want to shut it down unless it's sold to a Western buyer?
We don't use it. I mean, I don't use it. As far as I know, most people don't use it in Singapore because, you know, it belongs to China. Anything belongs to China is... just giving you more viruses, more spyware for any of the instruments you may have, and it's going to cause the crashes into your systems. I mean, it's very intrusive.
Okay, but 170 million people use TikTok, and most of them are under age 30. It's an entertainment venue.
Well, those are the Generation X.
I don't feel threatened by China. And I don't have TikTok. I have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. But if I use TikTok for entertainment purposes, unless I talked about something really controversial, I wouldn't feel threatened by the use of that app.
Right. So that's your choice. But in my choice... And many other people in Singapore, we don't use it because it belongs to China. We don't trust China.
The person who created it was a citizen of your country. He claims he has no ties to China. By the way, Don, if you're tired, you can hang up, because I'm only going 10 more minutes.
Okay.
I had three meetings tonight. I met with someone in person at Barnes & Noble's, then I had a Zoom meeting at 7, and this is my third meeting, and I don't feel fully prepared. I feel prepared in regular conversations, but not with my subject matter. Do you guys want to keep talking now or do our conclusions?
If you want, just because you have, but I have to criticize you. Why don't you have every week or every?
All right, well, here's the problem. We only skipped 1 week because the reason we skipped is because my debit card got hacked. And I have 5 credit cards, but I didn't have it. It's not that I didn't have enough on there. I just didn't want to inconvenience myself. But one of our major hosts, Pianke, his SIM card got hacked, or not hacked, destroyed. He had to wait a week in the mail for a new SIM card, and he claims that he can't multiple text people, like text 5 people at once. So he's been sending me occasional texts, but I don't think he got my half of my texts in the last 2 weeks. Then Wade only calls in when it's convenient for him. And last week when you didn't call in, we had a show exactly a week ago. We had Suzette, we had John and Don. And basically, John attacked Don the whole time about his political beliefs. And Suzette even felt like he went off the deep end badgering immigrants. Don, how did you feel about that episode last week?
I felt that John had to get stuff off of his chest. So I don't have a problem with it. This is a show of opinions, and he was voicing his. But he doesn't, you know, the thing is that he's, like I do sometimes, he generalizes about how if you're a particular person of a particular party or whatever, you're going to act absolutely like something else. That's the only thing I...
That is one thing I just want to briefly discuss before we hang up, Singapore Mike, because the part that I didn't like, I was happy that John had a lot of energy, but what made me mad is that he thinks every single person crossing the border is Mexican and uneducated and an opportunist. I have 2 Mexican friends in L.A. One of them, she was an immigrant. She was illegal. She went on to get a scholarship at UCLA and a couple fellowships at UCLA. And now she's in the urban planning department. I have another Mexican friend who never went to traditional school from K to 12. For some reason, his mother held him out of school, and then he self-taught himself all the classic philosophers, and he got into Berkeley. And furthermore, half the people crossing the border in the last 6 months have been Africans, Chinese, and other people, not just Mexicans
or
Venezuelans.
And some elements of the IRGC as well, too. They came illegally to United States, yes. Absolutely.
And he was also picking on Don. Like, Don got all his kids college educated, and then he was quizzing Don, like, do they make as much money as me, and I only have a high school diploma? Like, I felt like he was belittling you, Don.
Don't worry about it.
You know, Don, we love you, and you know. Sorry, I wasn't here last week or last show, but I would personally defend John myself here because John has a good reputation here.
Well, I like John, and Suzette put him in his place a few times.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, Suzette, I know Suzette. We know Suzette. We know all the gang here, you know, so. I mean,
yeah,
nice.
You know, Suzette is a very nice, pragmatic person, and she got into a medical situation 2 years ago, and now she's paralyzed.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, have you ever called her show Spreaker? It's on another, it's not on Blog Talk Radio.
No, but I have talked to Susan in other different shows. I mean, we are active always, you know, because we have, today we can talk, tomorrow we may not be able to talk anymore. So we would.
Well, I've met her twice in real life. I know her in person now. And she's a great person.
That we have a chance right now because today is freedom. We have today. Tomorrow we may not have. Nobody has freedom anymore. So then we will not be sorry because at least
now you
sound freedom.
Like John. That the whole world's going to end in one dramatic flick of the wand.
Well, do you know about the April 8th eclipse that is coming? And
yes.
It's going to go to Texas, the Nineveh. And then it keep going to another seven states, to North Carolina. And every other city, a state has the Nineveh too, Nineveh. And then finally we'll go to Nova Scotia, Canada. And all over there they have a city called Nineveh too. So this part of the eclipse in the...
So Nineveh is a book out of the Bible. I mean, a city
right,
out of the Bible.
Right,
where he got swallowed by a whale because he didn't want to go preach there.
Right. Nineveh means beginning of an end. And also on the same day, seven planets will be lined up as eclipse is happening in the planet, you know. So a lot of things will happen before and after the eclipse, and whether it's going to be and already major earthquakes has picked up. Already we have 6.0.
I'm into religious prophecy, and yours sounds interesting, but I was getting sick of John's political theories. So just so you guys know, an eclipse is a celestial event that God could dictate it and make it something bigger. But do you think it's going to have some kind of cataclysmic result? Answer that question while I finish dressing.
Okay. Everything is possible because right now is the world is the brink of the World War III, and you know we have over half a million army
in
NATO.
I have to finish dressing. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, half a million army is in Poland right now. They are ready to go to Ukraine and actually invade Russia too as well. And so we have also Russia that is going to get another 500,000 army by the June 1st. So we can see everywhere you go from Middle East to NATO, Germany, Poland, Ukraine, Russia, China and Taiwan, North Korea and South Korea. I mean, we see tension into the tensions. So instead of, you know, presidents of the world and the leaders of the world come and say, hey, for the sake of humanity, we will come one time and make a peace,
I think we're way past the peace. The age of Aquarius has passed, and we're in the day of wrath. And,
Absolutely. See,
Don, I don't understand why you're so laid back, because the political vitriol in this country has destroyed friendships. Like, people are getting so caught up into their conspiracy crap that it's... John and my relationship almost ended over this stuff.
Right.
Okay.
But,
just answer, Mike. You and Jane, answer this one question.
Yeah.
How long has politics existed?
Since the days of Plato.
Before that.
Since the one war where the Jonah Ark had to take a side.
And I prayed at Jonah Ark Temple at the church. But yeah, politics has been with us forever. It's a natural. The reason I'm Maybach is because this is a natural occurrence. I'm staying out of it. Right now I've got my local offices are looking for people, especially people of color, to run. I'm not touching that. I will tear this whole shit up. Me and Trump will go here, get a second constitution convention.
Well, wait, you and your wife have so many civic duties that you don't need to run for office. You're already making a difference.
We do. And we, in fact, our tentacles run nationally. And so we have a lot of responsibility to do what's right for our constituency, which just happens to be people of color, especially Africans and African Americans.
And that's okay. And no one's fighting you about it.
Nobody's fighting.
You have to understand, Don.
They do fight.
Don, this is
the... We are the first people. We're the first people. We're you. You're black.
You're in a good place right now, Don. You and your wife, but you know what? Some people aren't. And that's why they have to cling on to dark forces to shame other Americans.
But we're in a good place. But we are going out getting people, mentoring people, mentoring youth on everything. We're trying to teach, you know, and I wish John had a bigger perspective about life, because he could be a real, real good dude, but, you know, he's got his prejudices. But
he's good, but he's naive for a Californian, because he's been around a majority of different ethnic groups his whole life, and yet he seems like he came out of a lily-white suburb in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying, but you know, we're trying our best to write this. And when I say we, I'm talking about Africans. Africans have been here 120,000 years before anybody else. We are the first nation. We know the answer.
That's okay, Don, you preach it every time we have a show, but guess what?
But you got to listen.
In God's eyes,
we're
all equal. Maybe not the people who are burdening your race, who are causing you direct harm, but everybody is a sinner that needs to be risen up.
But everyone is a descendant of an African. If you can understand and accept that fact, then we can talk.
I can.
Until then, the truth will always, and you can personally, but the truth will always evade people.
Well, also, I have a friend who is a Hebrew Israelite, and that group fights people all the time on who's the more authentic black person. Is it just the parts of Africa where they came from, the original 12 tribes of Judah? You know, like even within the all the black people, there's people who are fighting for the upper hand.
Of course, that's white.
No, this guy's black. The guy who's fighting it is black. He's a BHI.
Right, but black people.
Because
they
want to discount the original white Jews, whether it be Ashkenazi or any other one that lived through the European Holocaust, which I don't think is right. Trying to wipe out one history to make yours different. Well, I'm going to check to see if anyone else called in. Oh, we have Pianki, and he's probably been sitting there 20 minutes because I was in the bedroom dressing. So hold on a second, okay? Hi, Pianki. We did have a episode tonight on a Netflix docuseries, and then we shifted into what's wrong with the world right now. And did you want to say something?
you know, this God thing. All your planets is named after who? Jupiter,
God.
Neptune, Mars, Apollo, Mercury. They were gods long before any Jesus and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah. We're not fighting if Christianity is authentic.
Are we not fighting?
We were
I'm
talking about our
talking.
Show last week where John was trying to categorize immigrants into a worthy versus unworthy status. But then Don
they
always
are
talks about...
If you hear illegal, if you hear illegally, you are unworthy.
But then he categorizes them into how much money do they make? How much education do they have? Do they speak our language?
That's right. He done the right thing. If you go to another company, you're supposed to add to it, not take from it. You're not supposed to go to another company to make yourself better. Now you what you're doing is mooching off of those who made it the greatness that it is. So you want some and have not put in the work.
That's fine, but John was comparing those immigrants, including ones that he worked with directly, to Don's college-educated children, which I didn't think was fair because Don isn't an immigrant. He's third or fourth generation.
It's serving our Americans, and they have put in the work according to the standards of America. These immigrants, these illegals that's coming in, they couldn't do that where they came from. Why didn't you do it where you came from? That's like when people
I don't
say,
know, but
Africans.
I know a guy who's Polish,
well, I'm not,
and he works in Silicon
question.
Valley and makes $180,000 a year.
Why didn't he do it where he came from?
He did. He learned English,
well,
and he got an advanced computer software degree.
Well, he done it the right way then. These other ones are coming in mooching. They're moochers.
Everybody knows that, and I'm not arguing it. By the way, how long were you on hold?
About an hour or so.
Oh, my gosh.
No
yes,
way. I
doing?
Just went back in my room to put my pajamas on 15 minutes ago.
Well,
okay, so we
ritual,
have Sarge.
You go through
we have
ritual,
Singapore Mike and Don
on.
On the line, plus me.
Yeah, you go through a ritual to put your pajamas on.
It takes 10 minutes. By the way, Singapore Mike said hi to you, Bianca.
What I'm saying is this, is that anyone comes into another country, you're supposed to add on to it, not come into a country to receive Hannah. See, the government don't have a job. The government is not a manufacturer or producer. Only thing the government can do is take from others and give to others, and that's exactly what you're saying. And see, if you keep doing that, then what you
now
have
I heard a Republican say this week that Biden created an executive order to open the borders, and he can easily create an executive order to reclose them. Is that true?
Executive orders are not supposed to supplant the law.
Then why is the border problem such a big deal? Why can't they make a bigger effort to restrict people?
Because the Democrats want to create a political position that gives them an upper hand. It ain't going to work in the long run because any person, you know, a human being has common sense, and then you got some that's dumb. Those with common sense, no matter who they are or where they come from, sooner or later will see that people should be awarded based on their own merits. You do that with running and competition. You don't take the last person and give them first place prize. They did do that in the road races in New York and Boston, by the way. Every time that an Ethiopian came in first place, he would not get first place prize money. They would give first place prize money, maybe on the person who came in fourth place, who was an American.
One of the best Kenyan runners that won tons of marathons got killed in a car accident a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he did. I'm sorry to hear it. That was probably Kip Keno.
But, yeah, I think it was. And some of those, you know, some of those runners just come into our country for a month at a time and then they go back. They don't stay here like the other immigrants.
You got tomato pickers used to come in just to pick tomatoes, and they go back.
Hey, Bianchi,
right, and
I know
Mexicans
Bianchi,
who do
Bianchi.
That when I lived in L.A.
Bianchi, I have a question for you. Do they still work on the 99-cent store? Because I heard that they're going to close over 8,000 99-cent or $1 store.
Well, John used to work there, and last week he said they closed a big one in the West Los Angeles area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, they're in the process of closing some stores, but I highly doubt they're going to close all of them.
Yeah,
you know,
8,
you got people.
Yeah. 8,000
people are
going to be closed.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Don, let me say this. I hear what you're saying. Well, like you got blacks that are saying, well, whites are going to become a numerical minority. That don't mean anything. Who controls the states? Whites control the states. Who control the federal government? The states control the federal government. It don't mean anything. Case in point, look at South Africa.
But
yeah, I'm with you guys on the immigrant issue. I believe in tightening
apartheid.
The border up.
We're just going to get ready for apartheid.
What'd you say, Don?
We
he said
getting
something
ready
about
for
apartheid.
What about apartheid?
That's what we're going to have. You're right.
Do you agree with them, Bianchi?
We're going to have apartheid.
Well, you got it now. If you really want to look at it, you got those that do the right thing. Then you got those who don't do the right thing that cause a lot of problems. Look at your budgets in your big cities. You got crime element that's costing a lot of money. And where does the money come from? Let's be real with this. It comes from those who have it to give to those who don't or make way for those who don't because they cause problems. And some people just ain't going to do right. I mean, that's just the way it is. You can't put a Volkswagen transmission in a Cadillac car. If you get it in there, it ain't going to do right.
One thing
exactly.
We discussed is New York City's desire to have the National Guard in the subways, and there was a state legislature in New York that a legislator who didn't think it was a good idea. Do you think it's a good idea?
No, I don't think it's a good idea. Why come you don't give common citizens the ability to have weapons to protect themselves?
So you like Texas. Texas, there are many cities like that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you don't want to mess around with anybody because everybody has a gun. And if, God forbid, you know, somebody like wants to do any kind of bad things, et cetera, there will be 10, 15 guns like Israel. Everybody has a gun. You see, that's why the recent terrorist attack in Israel was defused by the people of Israel because they carry Uzi, they carry guns 24 hours. And when the guy came to start shooting at the Jewish people in Israel,
well, here's the thing.
And that's
here's
why
the thing,
right away, they got a big response. So...
Yeah, here's the thing, Singapore, Mike. Israel's an illegal government anyway. So you can't start off wrong and hope somewhere along the line to turn right, leaving wrong in the head spot. I ain't worried about Israel. Like Helen
I
Thomas
have a question.
Said, go back to where you come from.
I have
Israel
a comment
can
for you
take
guys.
Care of itself very good. Israel can take care of itself very good. And Israel has the right to self-defense. And they will go. They will once forever kill in all these shit masses. And if it's necessary, they will use Samsung option. his options, and it's always available for government of Israel, and if necessary, they will use it to, you know, to clean the mess.
They shouldn't even be there. It's just like,
well, it's
South,
too
just
late.
Like apartheid. It's just like, it ain't never too late. It wasn't too late for
they
apartheid.
They've been there since 1948.
It's so some people on this line probably have been born since then. It's going to be a matter of time.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. When Singapore and Mike brought up the point of guns, so the guy who shot and killed three public servants last week in Burnsville, Minnesota, with seven kids in his house, now his girlfriend is charged with giving him automatic weapons because he was banned from it because he had a domestic assault charge. So she is now being charged for giving him weapons. Do you guys think that's fair?
Of course, because first of all, she's supposed not to have it, and then she not only did not destroy the guns that she had, she just gave it to the boyfriend and said, go ahead, make my day, go do anything you want to do. So yes, it's a guilty under hell. Yes, go ahead, please.
In Hazelwood, Missouri, you had a black high school student take a white girl student and beat her head into the concrete. Now she's on life support in a hospital. She didn't have no gun.
So what did the person who beat the person in the head, what was their situation?
She was black, and the other girl she beat up and put in the hospital on life support is white. And none of the
And
news
did the
media,
black girl get any retribution?
She's in jail. She's in jail. She should be charged as an adult and with a hate crime. But no, they don't do it that way. If it's a black person that's beating up a white person, they don't even identify. But if it was the other way around, they would identify, call them MAGA, Trump supporters, and every other thing, white supremacists, white nationalists, all sorts of stuff.
Why don't you comment on the six charges that were dropped in Georgia out of the 40? Because I know you don't like Fannie Willis.
Georgia, and that element of it is corrupt.
You mean that part of the judicial system?
Whatever Fannie Willis is behind and represented in that judge, it's just corrupt. And that goes as there's a black city, black-ran city, can't get it right. Philadelphia, black-ran, can't get it right. St. Louis, black-ran, can't get it right.
Well, I think part
Detroit.
Of the reason it happened in that city is because Trump tried to manipulate the vote in Georgia.
Trump did not try to manipulate anything. He merely called a member of his party and asked them to find some votes. That's it.
That's manipulation.
Don thinks it's manipulation.
It's not manipulation. It goes on all
the time. It's the Secretary of State, Bianchi.
It goes on. He didn't tell him to do nothing wrong. He didn't tell him to go out and drop illegal ballots in a drop box.
He said, give me 11,310 votes, and then I can win. And then he had to think about it because it's such a stupid spot. And then he said, I need 11,311.
You know who else done that? You know who else done that too, Don? Harold Washington in Chicago. He told those that wanted him to run, go out and find me 30,000 votes.
But that, yeah.
And did the people give him? Did they find him for him?
He became the mayor. Absolutely.
Well, in Chicago, anything's game.
Well.
Right?
I told him when he said 30,000 votes, it was before the election, and he was just looking for votes.
Don, are you on speaker in a distant room?
This was Donald Trump as president.
I agree with Don. I think that maybe Trump was being earnest, but he did try to waver the vote.
In those cities, in those cities, they have ballots that have no signature verification on them, none whatsoever. So they stop the vote count. Then they go out and get enough of those ballots and include them in the mix. Then they start the count back up again. What do you call that? Fannie Willis, what is she doing? She's manipulating. It's election interference with her also. What she's doing. Akeisha James.
The only thing I heard she did is have a relationship with somebody that could have influenced her.
She went and met with the Bidens. I don't know how many times. So what are they doing? They are interfering with the 2024 election because they're trying to remove a candidate.
I was hoping that you would tell me because you're the one who's been following it.
You don't have to follow it too closely. It's only see what they're doing. All of them did. Lakeisha James and them, did they not go meet with the Biden administration? Fannie Willis, she's on the log. When she goes, she has to sign in. Why is she going meeting with the Biden administration on an upcoming case with Donald Trump?
I don't know. I'm going to research it. But I know that a lot of people don't like her. But on the other hand, there's still 34 charges that Trump has to face, and they only dropped 6. So I don't think he's out of the water yet. They just said that they don't think that it's going to be completed by the time the election ends.
They're trying to prevent him from being elected. That's interference.
Definitely.
And that's interference.
So are you saying that...
I can't disagree.
So he's an elected...
He was losing the election and begged for the attorney general to turn around 11,000 votes. That's not the same, Bianchi, as either pre-candidacy,
he said go out and find me some votes. That's all basically,
right,
done.
Right. But that's,
he didn't
during,
tell him to go out and do nothing illegal.
That was during the election. That was not... After the election, and he's begging for the attorney general.
It could have been during the election because how long did it take them to finish counting the votes?
Well, I guess that Donald Trump shouldn't be on trial then for it, should he?
You know, he shouldn't be on trial. Just like the woman said, just like the one woman claimed that he raped her. Well, she don't even know what year, don't know where it happened, and none of that stuff.
Supposedly, he had to put up $60 million out of the $83 for a bond.
If all these companies that he was supposed to have done wrong, according to Lakeisha James, I see he has no problem getting bond.
Hopefully the bond company won't go broke.
If he done these companies wrong, as they say, and there was some injury and damage, why is it so easy for him to get bonds? Why is it so easy for his company? It's not him personally. It's the company. It's not his money. It's the company.
I don't know, but I think, Bianchi, the general consensus is America's a little overwhelmed by the whole situation. Like, it would be nice
America,
to have two fresh candidates. Biden should dip out of it too. He's too old.
He's won all his primary. Biden is not too old. There's no age limit set in the Constitution for a person running for president. There's a minimum age, but there's no maximum age.
Well, if I was 80 years old and I had trouble walking, talking, and everything else, I would drop out.
Yeah, but what does it say in the law in the that you have to not run when you're 85 years old. It doesn't say.
It's just common sense.
No, it's not. Common sense, it says that you got to be at least 35. Why come you can't be 25?
So what you're really saying is you support Biden. Way to go.
No, I support his ability to run, his right to run for president.
Okay, I can concur with that. He's had some positive moments this week. Like, he talked with a little kid who had a stuttering problem.
That don't make no difference. I didn't vote for nobody. I didn't vote for him and wouldn't vote for nobody to speak to somebody for a photo op that's got a stuttering problem. I vote for policies. Policies. Trade policies.
We know your common sense approach. But in this type of field, everything is game. Nothing. It's a no holds barred.
In the meantime, you got states that are enacting state laws that they're going to operate under. Federal government won't have no concern with them whatsoever. Matter of fact, they're going to control the federal government. Federal government is completely out of control. They are completely out of control.
I agree with that. I agree with that. That's why I'm voting for RFK Jr., but I won't if he picks a dumb running mate.
I ain't voting for no RFK. I had enough of the Kennedys back in the 60s.
Well, you heard.
You said that two shows ago. He's going to pick either Jesse Ventura or some other numbnuts. And I want him to pick Bernie Sanders. And don't roll your eyes.
Well, anybody can run. Carnell West can come in and pick Don for vice president.
Right.
I think Carnell West was running.
He still is. He hasn't dropped out. He's independent.
Yep. I feel like our media should highlight the third-party candidates a little more. What do you guys think?
I think there should be one Supreme Court justice to represent each state. There needs to be 50 of them.
They already ruled that Donald Trump can run for office in any state he wants.
Why did they try to keep him from running?
I think there were two states, Colorado and I think Vermont, that they decided within their own state government to try to block him.
They can't.
So I think one of
the
things he had to do is he had 91 pending felonies.
What there needs to be is a federal ballot for president and vice president and U.S. Congress people. The states have a right to keep whoever they want off the ballot. They keep felons off the ballot, don't they? Blacks holler about it all the time.
Minnesota passed a law 3 or 4 years ago that now certain felons can vote. Now, I know there's been at least 5 states in the last 5 years who have done that. In the old days, if you're a felon, you can't vote.
Well, that's that state. The state got a right to do that. Virginia said that black woman and a black man cannot marry. They had a right to do that. A black woman and a white man.
I wouldn't say they had a right. They had a predisposition prejudice
during the times
that it wasn't appropriate in their eyes.
They had a right to set the stipulation of marriage in their state.
Well, that was the majority white crackers voting.
If you were a black man wanting
to marry a white woman, you'd feel differently.
You're racist to say talk to them like that.
I'm an honest person. Who has background noise on their phone that sounds like they're clicking metal?
I'm not sure. It's not from here. Either it's from Don, maybe. I don't know.
We can blame Don. He's the oldest one. Okay, you guys, we were going to end the show 30 minutes ago before Bianchi got on, so it's time to do our conclusions.
Is America salvageable?
Well, that will be our conclusion.
The states are always going to exist. They can draw their lines if they want to. That's what people keep on forgetting. They think all the power lies in the federal. No, it does not.
According to Singapore Mike's eclipse theory, the world's going to end in 2 weeks.
No, I didn't say 2 weeks. I said it's April 8th, the eclipse, the second eclipse, and also seven planets are going to be lined up at the same time. And I said, right now, major earthquakes is happening around the globe, 6.0, 7.0 we had. And this is precursor to the much bigger events. And I said that, this eclipse will bring a lot of wars, lot of misery, lot of injustices for the whole the world, fires, volcanoes, super volcanoes, super storm, and super bad weathers like what Californians they have had witness, and final push for the massive earthquakes around the Ring of Fire, especially in northwest of.
And he also said it's passing through four cities named Nineveh, which was
Nineveh,
a prophetic city in the Bible where Jonah didn't want to preach there, so God punished him by making him fall in a ocean, and he got swallowed by a whale.
Here's the thing on that.
Eight cities are called Nineveh.
I was joking, Singapore Mike, but I'm glad you re-explained it.
Here's a question. People
Nineveh,
start talking in Bible
and so on. Yes.
Go ahead, please. Well, let me ask you, what did the Romans say? What did the Greeks say?
About eclipses?
All your planets are named after Roman and Greek gods. Neptune was the god of the sea.
Well,
long
Christians haven't cornered all scientific knowledge, if that's what you're trying to say.
Well,
like, give the Greeks credit where the... Give the Greeks credit.
How can you dismiss what they had in belief and put yours ahead of it? That there is overzealous.
I'm not saying it. He's the one who brought
it up. I'm not talking about you in particular. Why do you take that defense all the time? Like somebody
because in the past, in the past, Bianchi, we've had religious battles with John and you and me.
Well, let's put it like this. Why do the Kennedys say it then?
Say what?
Why do the Kennedys want to place their God, their Judeo-Christian God, ahead of the Romans and the Greeks? Since you get into the offense, I'm
they
the
never
Kennedy.
Did. In fact, John Kennedy downplayed his Catholicism because he wanted to win. Back then, the Protestants, the nation feared the Catholic Church because they thought if a Catholic became president, the Pope would rule the country.
Well, why do the Catholics want to put their gods ahead of their Johnny-come-lately gods ahead of the Romans and the Greeks gods?
Because in the Catholic faith, Jesus has been around since time began.
Where is the proof on that?
Jesus was not around since time began.
It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. All things came through him.
Who was around? He didn't say that. That's not written in the Bible.
It's written in John 1.
It's
John won the gospel.
Red. It's not written in red. John
that means
part
Jesus
of the
didn't say it. It's written about 50 times in the Old Testament, the prophecy of Jesus.
The Old Testament and the New Testament is different. When people came in and wrote the New Testament, they called what was there before them old. They had no business doing that.
Okay, so are your bifocals so bad you can only read in red?
You don't have to see. All you got to do is listen to
people. I was just
people.
Being sarcastic.
And here's another thing.
It would
thing.
Take me the whole
when
night
you,
to explain this, and I don't think you have the whole night. But I'll call you on your Louisiana
the,
line sometime and explain it.
If the planets are aligned, your menstrual periods go wacko.
They already
I think every culture thinks that eclipses are something mysterious and powerful. So every doesn't matter if you're a Christian or a Muslim, like or any other religion, everybody finds the eclipses like magical.
Well, Stevie Wonder prophesied on that, and he called
he
it
did.
Superstition. He wrote a
I
song.
I like Stevie Wonder.
Superstition.
I think it's
well,
around. I think the eclipse is April 8th, so we'll do a show on April 9th. Mhm. I'm not worried about it, in case you're wondering. So,
here's the point, and nothing you there's nothing you can do about it.
That's
now you're thinking that I say there's nothing Jane can do about it. Maybe Bernie Sanders can do something about it. I don't know.
Well, I could make another joke. When your SIM card went out on your discounted phone plan, there's what I'm trying to say is that let's just say something happens in technology in the net. Like, remember when AT&T had that outage 2 weeks ago and I was affected by it for 12 hours? Like, I don't think a solar eclipse is going to affect that, but something like that could happen during the eclipse.
Well, technically it could. And the reason I went with my phone plan is because they're located in America. They're located in Georgia. They hire American citizens on the customer service, and they got a good plan.
And I'm glad that you research companies and follow your own principles on that. So I'm looking it up right now. The eclipse is on April 8th, and it shows the Nassau path of the states it's going to pass. So it goes from West Texas up past Maine towards Nova Scotia, like Singapore Mike said.
Why do you sleep in pajamas? Why don't you just sleep naked and let it all hang out?
Because I live in one of the coldest states in the Union that had one of the warmest winters.
I
don't like two-piece pajamas. I like one. I like nightgowns from Little House on the Prairie. And this is a G-rated show. So leave your imagination at the door.
Anyway, dear friends, I have to go, and good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever your time zone is. Until next time, Singapore Mike, and I
hope we didn't alienate you.
Good night, Mike.
No. I know you guys will, so I will come
okay,
back.
Okay, I liked your story on the eclipse, and I'm going to look up some of the things you said. Okay?
You can go to endofamericandream.com. Endofamericandream.com, and you'll find a lot of good information.
Wow.
And the second page. Go to the second page, I think, or third page. I mean, you will see the
I'm
story.
Typing it in right now.
Yeah.
I hope my computer doesn't blow up.
No. It's the correct information I give you.
Okay.
But, remember, HTTPS, you have to put https://www.endofamericandream.com. See you, guys. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Pianca, I have a question. Do you think the United States Congress should be involved in shutting down TikTok?
Yes. It's a spy apparatus. It's a spying apparatus by one of its adversaries. China shut down Google.
But the owner is from Singapore. He's not from China. The guy who created TikTok.
That don't make no difference. It's what they it's what they do. They shut down
okay.
Google.
So earlier, thank you for your opinion. I want to tell you something interesting. 7 cities in the U.S. that are named Nineveh, the eclipse, the path of the eclipse will pass through those cities. That's what he was talking about earlier.
Right. You know how many, the universe is about 4 billion years old. So how many eclipses have there been since then?
I have no idea. I'd say around 50.
Shit.
I'm guessing. I have no idea. It probably happens once every 3 years. The reason why people are freaked out about the city named Nineveh, because in Genesis 1:14 it says, "Let there be light in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let there be signs and seasons and for the days and years." So there's going to be 30 minutes of darkness, and people are going to think that something, like in 2017, the eclipse crossed over 7 cities named Salem. And now in this coming eclipse, it's Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Missouri, Nineveh, Indiana, Nineveh, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and New York. So, of course, somebody has to create a prophetic theory because that's what people do. Dear God, please forgive me if it's true.
So why don't the rapture, I got $5, let me see here, I got $7 to go toward the rapture.
You know,
so we can hurry up and come and take these people on and be gone.
And someone's going to have to manage my life insurance policy if I get caught up in the rapture. Okay, well, anyways, I want to go to bed so I can get a good night's sleep before I'm raptured. Does anyone else have something to add?
No, I'm good. I mean, as I said, nobody understands what I'm talking about anyway.
I didn't try to shut you down, Don. It's just that Singapore Mike was talking a lot.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about being shut down. I'm quiet today. I'm not feeling 100%. But
you just came from a meeting, too.
Yeah, I came from
a meeting. Okay, thanks for being consistent.
I want to know from Don.
I'm happy that you're back, Bianchi, after your phone debacle.
Well, no, I still got problems. I got to figure out what's going on. Yeah, then I'm just going to go and buy the 24 miles. But what is it up with this NAACP here that's telling black parents in Florida not to send their children to traditional colleges? That's none of his business.
Bianchi, slow down. It's the state state colleges, universities, that they don't want to send them to because of the prejudices that have gone on in the past and are still going on.
That's up to the parents, Don.
I know it, and that's why Derek should shut his mouth.
You're damn right. He's an idiot.
He can't be. He's out of Mississippi, Louisiana.
I went to an all black state college in 1980.
Out in Missouri.
I don't know why you got some of these blacks still trying to get this revenge for a certain period in the past. Well, let's go back further beyond that period and watch that revenge turn around on you.
Well, that's why we are serving our penance. We know that we are the fathers of the world. We're the kings of the world. We're the gods that you were talking about. All those Greek and Egyptian gods came from Africa. They came from Africans.
Let me say this.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me say this.
Let
me say this. You got black tribes in Africa that indulge in cannibalism. Yes, right now today they indulge in cannibalism. Yeah, you was a god. You was a god over who you existed for, and that was it.
Who said cannibalism was bad? That cannibalism is not one of the Ten Commandments. Ain't nobody said you shouldn't eat human flesh.
You're absolutely right. You got tribes over there that would split a woman's belly and take the baby out and stomp it. Yeah, but what I'm saying is you got tribes over there that would split a woman's baby, take the baby out, and throw it in the air and let it come back down on a spear or bang its head up against a rock. If that's what they call normal in their society, let it be.
Well, they cut off their clitorises. They have, you know, they do all the mutilations. That's their culture.
Leave them the hell alone.
Right.
But when you got people coming along saying that they built America when they didn't build nothing like it where they come from, you got people that come around and say that blacks was the first one to build stoplights, but that's not true.
You're so wrong.
Well, why come you try to... Why the,
that's
Don,
the worst.
Can
that's
I
the
say
big,
what I got to say?
Why is it that we try to silence other voices
all the time?
Because those voices are wrong. You haven't heard my premise at all. The black voice.
I didn't say you. I said blacks.
Because
plural.
That's all they should. Because they want to be heard. The only way they can be heard is to be louder.
They can be heard, but I don't have to believe them, and I don't have to let my kids listen to them.
Not at all. But that's
all right.
But that's,
what they seemingly get mad at because I won't let my kids listen to them, so they don't have an audience.
That's there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't want my kids being taught that blacks invented a traffic light. Where they come from, they didn't even have no damn cars.
Right. And we were, and most of them wish they were back there because we don't need to kill our neighbors. We don't
when you didn't have traffic lights.
We don't need to pollute the air and water, Piyashi. We don't need
traffic lights. Let me ask you a question. When they didn't have traffic lights in America.
Stupid.
I heard that.
We don't
when
need
they didn't
any,
have traffic.
We didn't have toilet paper. Black people invented that. You want to wipe your butt with your hand and put it in your mouth? Go ahead.
No, you wipe your butt with leaves, banana leaves.
We don't have banana leaves in America.
Then where did they invent toilet paper in Africa?
They didn't have toilet
paper. Matter of fact, Johnny.
They had leaves.
When they didn't have traffic lights in America, where did they have them? They had them in Europe.
You guys, Pianchi, Don said he was tired, so I don't know how long he's going to want to debate this.
No.
Well, it's revelation of fact.
And that's the fact. The fact is that they had...
So we're not saying that there was some... There's been great people of all colors and shades in the history of the world.
The light. The filament was made by a black man. Never got credit. The cotton gin made America.
They had lights in Europe.
The cotton gin was made by a black man. The cotton gin was made by a black man.
Eli Whitney was not black.
It's made America.
Eli Whitney.
America. You don't know.
Eli
Whitney.
Eli Whitney. Look at his picture. Look at his painting. He was not black.
No, he didn't invent the cotton gin. A black man invented it. A That's what I'm saying. You don't know.
Yeah,
you
but who in the hell used cotton? Who in the hell used cotton today from that methodology?
We made America from that methodology. Period.
You did not make America.
America wouldn't be here.
How many multi-story buildings have you built?
I have not built any.
How many bridges have you put across rivers?
I don't get my hands dirty. I don't cut my
How many bridges did you organize to have built across rivers?
I've done that.
Wait a minute. Let me finish saying what I got to say. I've done that, and I know a damn thing about no.
I ain't gonna be dirty. You're great.
That's why you don't get the big dollar.
Well, that's true. That may be true. But the reason I don't get the big dollar.
Now, here's the thing.
I don't listen to anybody.
I've done those things, and I don't know others who done them, and they don't know jack shit about no Harriet Tubman, no Frederick Douglass, and none of them other characters.
And they should, because the reason that America is dying is because we don't know about democracy. We don't know about the political system. We don't know how to vote.
It don't make no difference. Your kids can't read.
It does. What medium
are you going to present it to your kids then? They can't read.
Do you want Charles Manson to be your senator? Then you want Donald Trump
read.
To be your president.
They cannot read. Your kids can't read, man. They can't do math.
I know it because we haven't been taught, because they're scared of us, because they know we're gods.
Who is they?
Your head?
Who's stopping you from teaching your kids to do math?
My kids make a million.
I ain't talking about your kids personally. Who's stopping black kids' parents from teaching them math?
The parents, because they don't want to teach them.
Well, then that's the parents. They got a right.
I'm going in the bathtub. Hang up when you're done. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying is all that
is a bunch of bull crap. Blacks don't want that themselves.
Nobody wants to mess with the system. The system is flawed. It's broken.
It ain't nothing wrong with the system.
The system is broken.
The schools are there. When I came up, we used to go to the library, Don, and we used to go through Encyclopedia Britannica. They didn't have no internet, no Google, and all those things.
Right.
I done math with a slide rule.
Right. I mean, you're right about that. And what I'm saying is that you can't stop. Anybody who's done it the old way has to either show the people how the general model works in the new way, or they have to learn the new way.
It's like this. You tell me somebody or some group of the days that's stopping black parents from educating their children.
They don't want to. They don't want their kids to deal with this. Bianchi, you don't understand. I don't understand why you don't understand. The black parents, black people, and a lot of them in general, do not want to play this game. This is not a fair or a fun game.
All right, that's fair enough. All right. Now, would you believe this?
Some of these parents.
I understand what you're saying. I've heard this before. Let me say this, John. If those blacks don't want to play the game, why do they keep
no overdraft fees?
Why do they keep wanting to stop or interfere with those that do?
Because they're going to do it their own way. Black people are making $5 million a month. They're selling drugs. They're doing prostitution. They're just stealing.
That's illegal. That is illegal.
But it's still $5 million a month.
Well, then if they want to do that, go ahead, because sooner or later you're going to get caught.
No, you're not.
I don't want my kids done. I don't want my children. I don't. Those who don't want their children around that element, can you not believe, understand this, that they should leave other people's kids alone?
Of course they should. There shouldn't be any inculcation of indoctrination of gays and all that stuff. No, that shouldn't be happening. They should be leaving the books in the schools and shit. They should be leaving the kids alone. I agree.
Your head of the NAACP has no damn reason to tell black families not to send their kids to the school that they choose that's best for them. That ain't none of his responsibility. Where in the bylaws that give him his power over that organization dictates those particular actions? It does not. This is some crap that they making up on their own. Then they come up with this stuff talking about blacks don't stick together. Blacks won't shop with each other. You know why? Because they don't want to.
We can't. It's not that we don't want to. We can't trust other blacks.
Don,
that was
I joined the NAACP chapter. I joined the NAACP chapter in St. Louis. I paid my $35 because a friend of mine was running for the NAACP election to be president.
And what about him? Did he win?
And I seen how crooked they was, and I got out within 2 or 3 months.
Crooked how?
And Foley and the state chapter didn't like it because John Bardot got his friends that belonged to Mars 28, the Nation of Islam, they joined so they could vote for him. The NAACP state chapter, Durs Mar in southern Missouri, you had Mfume and the National, they didn't like that. So they worked to remove him.
Right, which is their right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they worked to remove him because they didn't like Muslims in the organization.
All right. It happens. That's not necessarily, what was the word you used, illegal. It's not illegal or immoral. If they thought they could get a new person in there as the president, they can vote that
the
way.
The people voted for him. There's nothing that advertised that only non-Muslims can be a member of the NAACP and pay you $35.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't understand what the problem is.
It is something wrong with that. It goes against the principle that they supposed to stand for.
What is the
prejudicial and they are discriminating.
If they have a vote and I don't understand, man. I don't understand you sometimes, Bianchi.
The chapter in St. Louis, let me explain it one more time. The presidency spot.
It doesn't matter.
The presidency spot in the NAACP for St. Louis City. A friend of mine by the name of John Bardot, he ran for it. And before, in his plan, he talked to friends who were members of the Nation of Islam in St. Louis, coming out of Mars number 28, there on West Florissant. Minister Donald runs it. A lot of them joined, about 40 of them joined the NAACP, and when time came to vote for president, they voted for John Bardot. Well, your state chapter, which is ahead of the city chapter, and then your national chapter, which was headed by Mfume coming out of Maryland, they didn't like that. So they worked to remove him after the people voted for him.
After the people voted for him. Now, that's wrong.
He won the election. He won the runoff election, too. It was tied in the long run. And he won the runoff election.
That's wrong. He said, I mean,
that's what they've done.
I'm assuming it was before the election they all joined to do a mass ballot.
They
They did the same thing in Philadelphia with the Muslim winner on a as a city council person. So
he appointed me on one of the committees, and I forget which one it is. And and we had a meeting. It was myself. It was five of us. It was myself at the meeting. It was Lois Jean Turner at the meeting. That was it. And an issue came up that we were supposed to vote on. And she voted, said, yeah, we're going to vote this way. And I told her, I said, you don't even have a forum. How are you going to vote? She didn't like what I said.
Oh, God. Well, that's, you know, that's...
Her name was Lois Jean Turner. Look it up.
Why?
A black woman. So she didn't like what that I said. We can't vote on this. We don't even have a forum.
Okay.
That's the kind of stuff they do.
But you got to understand.
So me, my daughter, and my son-in-law, we quit.
Right. And they did wrong, and you did wrong, because you should have stood there and fight. That's what you do.
I ain't
going to
sit there and fight them fools. You crazy? That's a waste of time.
They've been doing that forever. The food down south, man. You know, we're just coming out of the dark, Pianki. Give us a fucking break. We haven't had any education. We're 240 miles.
I'm not
going to
waste my life. I'm not going to waste my life with some fools.
But you're not wasting your life with the fools. You're wasting your life supporting the fools. You're not with the fools.
The whole organization is that way.
Every organization is like that. Every organization is a fool. What do you think? The Ku Klux Klan is out to keep their stuff.
I didn't join the Ku Klux Klan. I joined the NAACP.
Well, the NAACP is a big, it's the biggest organization you will deal with, period. So I don't know.
No, they're not. I belong to the Boy Scouts. They was a whole lot better.
Oh, man. I ain't going to ask what you were doing with them boys. But anyway,
I joined the Boy Scouts. We were camping. We were doing things to earn our merit badges. That was fun when I was a kid. Especially going camping.
I was a Boy Scout. I understand. But the thing is, okay, as an adult organization, it's one of the biggest adult organizations in the country. So you've got state charter branches. So each state has its own, in general, each state has its own charter branch. So it's just like a regular democracy, so whatever you see in a regular democracy, you see in the ACP.
It's supposed to be the biggest and the baddest civil rights. Then why come blacks don't support it? They have to depend on banks that's involved in reparation lawsuits, like Wells Fargo and others, to give them money.
Yeah, but that's the only reason
to operate.
We kept quiet. That's the only reason we
You know why they do
so
that?
Food.
They do that so that you... They
you
do that so the NAACP will leave them alone. Why would you take money from Wells Fargo?
Because they give it to you. They keep you shut up. And right now... And hey, man, it's just like... You know, it's just a microcosm of life. If a man came up to you and said, who knows? You're going to kill 10 people, and they have to be all white, and I give you $1 million. You say, okay, who they at? Where they at? You know, people will sell their soul. I wouldn't do anything like that, but people sell their soul. I've seen them. I've dealt with them all my life. I am a professional person, a people person. That's what I do. And people will sell their soul right now. And that's what's happening.
When blacks move, here comes those same.
Blacks take over America.
I understand. Let me say this, too.
Go ahead.
Why is it when black people move, they become upper mobile, they move to other counties? Next morning they look up, here come the NAACP and those same ratchet politicians that they ran from. Here they come again.
If you guys are both black American men, why do you argue so much? Can you bond?
We are not because we're not the same, Jane.
You don't, yeah, we're not the same, Jane. Exactly.
Well, it kind of upsets me that I know that you both, you have legitimate arguments, but it doesn't seem like anybody can find a common wavelength.
It's not just us. It's the fact is that you got organizations that tried to make blacks a separate nation in America. It ain't going to work because they don't look at things that way. They are not a separate nation.
I did try to explain that to Don earlier, but I wasn't trying to discount him either.
You got these movements, and especially when you have conservative voices, they denigrate, ostracize, insult black conservative voices.
Yes,
they try to explain to them, wait a minute, we try to explain to you, leave our kids alone. They don't want to abide by that. We say,
How about my friend who's a black Hebrew Israelite? He's alienated his whole family. His wife divorced him. And where does he fit into the matrix?
I don't believe in that mess neither. If they want to walk around in their costume, in their purpose, that's their business. Just leave us alone.
And they should leave the churches alone that they're trying to influence.
You're right. Leave the churches alone. Go ahead and do what you want
to
do. If you can't
they
do
don't
it
have
here
to
in
prove
the United
to the
States,
church.
If they can't do it in the U.S., go get an island and start your own little nation.
Right, because I don't believe in whether it's a religious group or people of color or even white people. I don't believe people should, like, they shouldn't try to create a philosophy that's going to take something away from somebody else.
Joe Biden's administration bringing illegals into the country, giving them public money that's supposed to be used elsewhere, is wrong.
I agree with that because we're already at our tipping point as far as health care, and we can't afford a bunch of illegals' medical bills.
They supposed to, and you know, here's another thing with the Haitians. Why don't the Haitians walk over to the Dominican Republic? It's on the same island, within miles. Why don't they go there? Why do they want to come to the United States?
I was wondering about that because one of my friends lives there 6 months a year, and Dominican Republic doesn't have any of the social problems and the gang warfare that Haiti does, and Haiti has a broken government.
Dominican Republic is where a lot of your Major League Baseball players come from.
Right, and I think one reason is I don't think the Dominican Republic, they can't handle, there are so many problems right now in Haiti that I think the Dominican Republic would be scared to bring in people.
That's because black nations can't govern. Not all of them is that way. A majority of them are. They can't govern. Maybe they cursed. We talk about everything else comes out of the Bible. The Bible say that they cursed. Your lips would be thick. Your eyes would be red. Your hair would be nappy. Your skin would be... They cursed.
Okay, well, what is the Western influence in the Dominican Republic that makes it so touristy? Is it just a bunch of corporations running it?
I don't know the infrastructure of the Dominican Republic. I know one thing. They kicked the Haitians out. They kicked the black Haitians out because it was causing problems.
Well, Haiti is in a mess. Their president was killed. They have gangs running the roads that can kill common citizen. They have no, there's no control over there in the Haiti.
Well, don't you have that in St. Louis?
About it for weeks.
Wait a minute. Jane, don't you have the same situation in your St. Louis, your Chicago's, your Baltimore's? You got black leadership. They got gangs that's running the damn city. You, in Chicago, along Lakeshore Drive that overlooks the lake, you had over 3,000 black millionaires move. They left the city.
Singapore Mike said there's 21 gang members for every cop in Chicago.
Well, it probably is.
Well, for one thing, it seems like the Earth has gotten too big, and so have our problems.
Earth's been the same.
I don't know the solution.
Earth is,
I know there's have and have nots. Well, do you guys want to end the show now? Because I know Don's tired. I'm not forcing you to. But
yeah.
You have 30 more minutes.
All I can say is the reason I'm so calm is because you can't be scared, especially if you believe in any kind of God, any kind of religion, any kind of spirituality. You know that things change. The only thing, you know, the only thing that stays the same is change. So there's nothing you can do if you don't get up, if people don't get off their ass and do it themselves. There's nothing that they should complain about. I don't like to hear people crying like bitches. And so it's kind of like, okay, let's just do.
Well, that's
do
a testimony
something.
To your character, Don.
Well,
Don, and like Bianchi said, government can't make. Generally speaking, a lot of times they can't fix problems. All they can do is issue money and take money away.
They take money from those who. They take money from those who things are working and they have learned how to survive and do well. You got some that just ain't going to happen. You know, that's another thing.
Right.
You talk about the schooling for blacks in America. I think you got the best that you ever going to get out of it based on the methodology that you use it. You ain't going to get no better.
You probably won't.
And it doesn't even, like, I work in a school where kids have behavioral problems. They learn about 20% of the day. And they fight with each other the other 80%.
It's whatever the reason is, Jane. It's just like Major League Baseball. The person that wins a home run contest can only hit so many. And that's it. After you start getting to a certain point, then they start falling short. You ain't going to get no more out of that person.
One of my friends is at the Brewer training camp this week in Arizona. Just like
right
this. Speaking of curses, the Vikings are cursed, and now they're trading Kirk Cousins. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm wondering what you're talking about. He kept you guys in the game though, so.
I know he had some good qualities, but he just wasn't consistent. So.
He's not consistent.
And he was injured the whole last year.
Exactly.
Well, anyways, you guys, I have to go to bed. Good night, and thank you for joining us. All right.
Go to bed. You said that 4 or 5 times. Go on to bed.
I know, but then I ate a salad, and I came back on.
But that's bad.
So I'm
going
to let you guys
now.
Say goodbye to each other, and I'm hanging up. I'm not hanging up. I'm letting you talk.
We'll
have
be
a good
here
night.
Until 4 in the morning.
I'm getting ready to go to bed, too, so. But
well,
yeah,
there's only 30 minutes of airtime left. So, Don, say goodbye to Bianchi or whatever you all have to do. Okay?
I already did. So good night. I'm good. Let's preoccupy myself. All right, good night, everybody.